views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Janice Underwood Show, unleashing the creator within for real. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice explores the life creator system, helping listeners access the tools needed to create the life experiences most appropriate for their soul's growth. In this hit show, you will learn about relationships, energetics, mind and body communication, quantum healing, intuition, and much more. Create the life you want, not the life you tolerate, on The Janice Underwood Show.
Well, hello, every morning, everybody. Welcome to our Monday morning show, and I hope that you're having a good morning. Morning is on my mind today. It is, it's a beautiful day, right? We're into spring, and I'm really excited to be here with my guest, Krista Kilbane. She is in Austin, Texas today, so we're talking to her. We're going to talk about a lot of cool things, right, Krista?
Yes, we've got a lot planned. We always have a lot to talk about.
I know, right? And so, for the listeners, we've had Krista on the show before, and I asked her to come back because, just quite honestly, we didn't have enough time to spend, just to have the conversations, because her work has so much depth to it. And so let me tell you a little bit about Krista. She's a psychotherapist and an EFT practitioner. And of course, she's got lots of other tools in her tool bag. And her passion and life's purpose is to help people like you to live beyond their limiting beliefs and step into their truth. And so she has an amazing way in helping people not only manage, but overcome some of the situations that they can find themselves in with anxiety, ADHD, and ADD. And so it's always such a pleasure to talk to her. And she is always working diligently on helping her clients in better ways. So everyone, please welcome Krista with me. And Krista, before we get started, would it be okay to take a moment for gratitude?
That would be great.
I think so, right? Let's do it. All right. Well, so I have to say the last 2 weeks for me, just personally, and I guess, of course, that all leads into professionally, have been quite a significant shift in my life. And so there's a lot of that going on. I'm very, very grateful for all of the friends that have been supporting me, and also my husband who sticks beside me in all of these times. And, you know, I'm grateful that I know that things are working out for the best and highest good. Many, many years ago, probably like some of your clients, Krista, I did not know that. I was in anxiety, and I had so many unprocessed, in my 20s, I had so many unprocessed emotions that I would go to anger. And so I'm so glad, just grateful to past self and all the people who've supported me on this journey, that I know that now, that, wow, there's something great up ahead. And so I'm grateful for that and for everyone who's supporting that transition. What about you, Krista? What are you grateful for?
Well, when you said that, it reminds me that I'm grateful that I have an understanding that things really do happen in divine time. Mm-hmm. And being someone that has ADHD and anxiety, I've had to really learn that divine time gives me a flow and a sense of peace. And then I can appreciate and be mindful of the things in my life so I can realize what I have to be grateful for. Because like you said, for so long, I was the squirrel on the wheel, you know, and everything was, my anxiety was telling me that everything was chaotic, and my ADHD was telling me I couldn't handle anything. And, you know, getting to that point of mindfulness has really led me to gratitude. So I too am grateful for my family and friendships and the people that have stuck by me through all of this.
Yes, it can be tough. So let's dive right in. Where do you want to start? I love that you have such a great number of ways that you can talk to the challenges that your clients have with ADD and ADHD. Where do you want to start today? Are we starting at beliefs? Are we starting at how perception? Those are some ideas I have.
Okay. Those are great. And I'll get to those. I think that something I wanted to share that came across my plate recently is it talks about the kind of the evolution of ADHD. So ADHD is attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, and it can also be ADD, attention deficit disorder. You know, one of them has the hyperactive piece to it, and one of them has the distracted piece to it. You know, they both have the distracted, but the H would be for the hyperactive. And it can really just manifest in different ways. A lot of people are diagnosed younger. A lot of people, adults, those are the ones I work with, that are kind of surprised at, you know, what is this thing I've been dealing with all my life? You mean it has a name? I just thought I was out of time, out of direction, couldn't get anything done. Mm. So it's interesting that how ADHD has been looked at by society over time. And in the late 1800s to 1960, ADHD was considered a moral character deficit. People were thought to be stupid, unintelligent, lack of willpower, and lazy, and just didn't care.
Wow.
I know. And then in 1970 to 1990, they looked at it as a behavioral disorder. So it really focused on the person's behavioral traits. So again, it's kind of blaming the person. Mm-hmm. You're disorganized, forgetful, can't stay focused, hyperverbal, chronically late, losing things, easily distracted.
Wow.
It's not until, you know, the 1990s, if you can believe it, that they looked at it as a neurological dysfunction. So there's an advanced scientific understanding of the brain now. And we realize that it's genetic, it's inherited 40 to 50% of the time. And 70% of children with ADHD carried into adulthood. So I guess what I'm trying to say is this is something that we are born with, not a character deficit. Not that we're lazy or that we don't care, or that we're, you know, a defect in society. So that's kind of where I start with my clients. They'll come to me. They might present with ADHD. They might present with anxiety. And then really, I try to help them focus on a strengths perspective. And that's where we start to go into the limiting beliefs. Because you can imagine there's a lot of limiting beliefs when you've been told your whole life that you're disorganized, forgetful, chronically late, easily distracted, lazy, lack of willpower. So we kind of start there. But it's really the chemistry of the brain is how, you know, it affects our dopamine, our norepinephrine, our serotonin, frontal cortex, amygdala. They're all at play here. So if you have ADHD, just know that it is definitely a neurological disorder, not a behavioral or moral character deficit.
And it sounds like we have room also to learn even more about it in the next decade or two. And that's really comforting, I think, to a lot of people. I know as a parent, you know this, and we talked about this last time. I had one of my three sons is ADHD, and that was quite an interesting ride because his symptoms didn't become problematic until he went to school. And of course, back then, as I'm listening to your evolution guide there, he was kind of stuck in between two philosophies, if you will. And we kept hearing a lot that he was just bound to be problematic in his life. And I just didn't agree with that. I knew that my son was smart. I knew that he was almost too smart for his own good.
Yeah.
And I actually was one of probably the first parents that really had to go up against the school district and help my son thrive in that environment and not just put him on medication and or write him off, right? Put him in a problematic school, you know, a school for problematic children. So that's really interesting, Krista. So how does that feed into people's beliefs?
Well, what I find is they have created many limiting beliefs. You know, I can't manage time. I can't make decisions. I can't get projects done. I can't focus. I'm a mess. So I started hearing, and this is something common I've heard with all my clients. I've been doing psychotherapy for, gosh, 18 years. And I hear people creating the story of who they think they are. Mm. And it's in this story that I start realizing that they're losing the truth of who they really are. And so the story is what I help them come to terms with so that they can connect to their truth. So that's where I go into my program of clear, connect, and align. And we start with clearing the story, understanding the story. What is the story?
And what do you think, or what have you seen that's the most challenging for people when they're diving into the story?
Well, I think they've bought into the illusion that this is all there is, the material world. They haven't contemplated that there's something outside or there's something that's purposeful for them. It's really, they've got kind of caught up in this day to day. And it's interesting because inevitably I'll get a client that comes in, and this is how I know the universe and I are in alignment and how I'm doing the work I'm supposed to be doing. Because inevitably someone, when they come in, they'll sit on my couch and they'll say, you know, I've never told this to anyone before. And it's something like, you know, I'm clairvoyant, I'm clairaudient, I'm clair, you know, or I've had this experience where I continually see signs from the universe, or, and it's kind of like this, I'm giving them permission to open up this side of themselves and start to understand that the truth within them is the reality. And the story is kind of what we've bought into as our day-to-day life. And I find story can be bigger than truth. And so what we do is we start to switch that. We start to understand story, clear it, and let truth get bigger. And then as truth gets bigger, it can kind of go into the alignment piece, which has to do with like manifesting, creating vision, law of attraction. There's a lot more of the spiritual that kind of comes into that piece of it.
Wow. Well, Krista, we're going to take a break right now, and we'll be back exploring that and many other things. You're here at Transformation Talk Radio at the Janice Underwood Show. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Have you ever lost your way while driving somewhere? This can be unsettling as you don't know if you should go left, right, forward, backwards, or make a U-turn. Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, where we harness the power of the universe for happier living. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on helping them get back on their natural road of living their life with joy. Next time you feel off track, tap into your inner child's sense of joy and write down on paper the non-negotiable qualities that you're needing in career or love, but without limiting specifics. With your list, you know where to place your energy going forward and where not to. You're always best served when your inner child is at the navigation controls. However, don't worry, you still have the keys to the car. If you would like to schedule a personal navigation session with me, please visit my website at elitetarot.com. That's ElitetarotT.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Welcome back, everyone. You're here at Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Janice Underwood, and you're at the Janice Underwood Show, and we're here today with Krista Kilbane. Boy, I'm having some time with some of these syllables today. And Krista and I, we were talking about how she helps clients get out of the story and some of those limiting beliefs that happen when one has been experiencing some symptoms of ADD, ADHD, or anxiety, or has been diagnosed with it. And so, Krista, let's move on to the story. How do we create a story of who we are?
Well, it's very interesting. And I had to do a lot of research on the brain because I had to figure out, you know, I think I've said this on the last show, I was trained as a cognitive behavioral therapist. And so if we change our thoughts, we change our behavior. But I found that we would change our thoughts, change our behavior for a while, and then it would go back. So I had to figure out how is the brain set up? Why is this happening? Where did this come from? So in doing that, I discovered that, you know, the story, what I call story, is a construct we've created about ourselves. So it's who we think we are based on our life experiences. So, and our truth is our innate being, our divine essence, and it's without the patterns and stories we've created. So the patterns and the stories are what come from the story. And it's really interesting because it's how our brain develops, basically. So people will ask me, how do we create this construct? And I like to talk about epigenetics, modeling, and brain development. So epigenetics happens. I talk to people about pregnancy to birth. It's called our formative years. So there's actually some imprinting that's going on while we're in the womb. I'm not blaming mothers here. I am a mother. I'm just saying that the womb of our mother is our first learning experience. Our first imprinting happens through the lens of her life. So this is our first reality through epigenetics is passed on to us. So if our mother has an experience, we have the experience. You'll see this a lot in therapy when people come to me and they feel like they have gone through an abusive relationship, or they feel like they've been, you know, gone through some type of molestation or some type of trauma that they can't recall. And then they'll find out that their mother went through this. So it's when she's pregnant or when she's, you know, going through some type of process in her life is coming through to the womb, to the child. So it's very interesting. It's kind of, you know, I always have to ask my clients, is that yours? Or, you know, where did that come from? Let's, you know, create a different truth about it. So we all come into the world with these imprints that we take from our mother, and then birth becomes our first experience directly without the filter of our mother. So we're kind of on our own. So this is when the modeling starts to happen. So now we have our father, possibly our other caregivers, grandparents, you know, church around, and we now begin to imprint what we experience from them energetically. So we learn by watching their actions and their thoughts, and then their emotions and their thoughts become ours, because that's all we know. We're an open book at that stage. Our consciousness during this time is a collective of many imprints that were developed, you know, by watching the people around us. And then all of those experiences become stored in our unconscious mind. So this is where it gets interesting. So from 0 to 6, our consciousness during this time is a collective of all these imprints we've developed. But from age 0 to 6, our brain waves are in a delta, which is a slow wave pattern at this time. So this means our unconscious mind is wide open, soaking up everything it's introduced to, and it all gets anchored and accepted by our mind. So the template of who we are is being created by the experience we are having from age 0 to 6. So the ground of the mind is fertile. They're like seeds of ideas, patterns, emotions, and beliefs, good or bad, and they're being imprinted on us. So if our mom is angry, happy, depressed, you know, dad has money worries, fear, joy, you know, we can download the good and the bad, but I find the story is the negative limiting beliefs that we kind of download. So really from age 0 to 6, because of our brain development, because of our brain waves, we are downloading our hard drive of who we are. So as you go on in age 7, 8, 9, 10, your brain starts developing differently. The brain patterns change, they get quicker, and therefore you don't have access to your subconscious mind on a daily basis. I read somewhere that we have 60,000 thoughts a day, and we're aware of 5%, because we go on automatic pilot, because that's what our brain is meant to do. It is meant to keep us alive. So with that being said, those limiting beliefs get very much embedded at a young age. And when I start helping clients clear their story and start, you know, an emotion comes up, a negative emotion, I separate emotions into two thoughts: fear-based, love-based. Fear-based has a low vibration. Love-based has a high vibration. So when you flip into a fear-based emotion, it's important to let that emotion come up, see it, and kind of look at it as an adult perspective. You know, what is going on? You know, is this real? I'm a grown woman now. Why am I feeling afraid? So it's really about understanding that your story comes from a child's perspective. You're kind of reacting to your environment, not responding. Again, it's your subconscious mind where the destructive patterns are kind of embedded. We're living in our mind only, and it's really ego-based, and there's a contraction that happens at that point energetically.
So Krista, when people are exploring their story, it sounds like they're going to naturally be bringing up emotions. Is that true?
Yes. Yes. They're going to be bringing up these fear-based emotions are going to be coming up. Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, that colors or informs the action behaviors they're going to take. So that makes some sense that if you can move them through those emotions and those actions, they can get to the truth of their story, that it's a story.
Right, that it's a story. And the way that I start with people, because that's overwhelming to say, oh, bring up your emotions.
Let's yeah.
I wish I had a magic wand. Yeah. That's what I would do. I do get some clients that come in and sit down and say, okay, fix me. I'm like, wow, I wish I could. You know, everything you need, you have within you.
Yeah.
That's hard to hear. So, you know, I help them along the way. So I give them one of the first experiences and experiential exercises I give them is I ask them, what are the messages you heard growing up? So I have them look at the people, and I'll walk them through either you can think of your life in school years, or you can think of your life in where have you lived? But a lot of people will be like, oh, I lived in this house when I was 0 to this age and this age. So I kind of try to take them back to the beginning, you know, what house were you born in? Who was there? Who do you remember was there? So it's kind of the people who was around you. And then what are the messages that you heard? And from the messages, I have them understand the beliefs. So, you know, for example, they heard, you know, the dad talking about money, and he would say, you know, people that make money are no good, or people that make money or don't trust people that make money. And so their belief is making money is bad. And these are embedded in our subconscious, you know? So we kind of, that's why I take them back to the beginning, and I have them explore who were the people, what were the messages, and what were your beliefs. And I can tell you one of my early ones is I have a nickname. It's called Wrong Way Krista. So my belief is that I don't have a clue where I'm going. And if you take that back to 0 to 5, if I don't have a clue where I'm going, that means I can't take care of myself. That means I better be nice so people will take care of me. So it's kind of embedded in there. And it, mm-hmm. you know, we don't realize how these have so much power, but they have so much power because when you're 0 to 5, and that's when our brain is downloading who we are, our subconscious hard drive. When you feel like someone doesn't like you when you're 5, you feel like you're going to die, or 3, you know, because your parents, you need someone to take care of you. It's a fact. They have to feed you, clothe you, shelter you. So it makes sense why they're so powerful. So when we do, one of the other things I'll do with them is I'll work on, once we identify some of the beliefs, you know, all the beliefs added up equals story. And I find that people usually, you know, once we start tracking these and writing them down, capturing them, I can pretty much narrow them down to about three. You know, I'm not lovable. I'm not good enough. You have to work hard in life to make it. The world is a dangerous place. The money is the root of all evil. But it really can come down, I'm not good enough, I'm not lovable.
Mm. And those are survival beliefs. So it makes sense that anxiety is there for the client who's experiencing these beliefs.
Yeah. So when you're 40 years old and you're immobilized by fear, you got to realize, if you can think back, you probably are 5. You probably are 4. Because because the amygdala is the part of the brain that's going to pull you right back into the fear. It's the fight, flight, or freeze. It's our primitive brain. Frontal cortex, when you go into the amygdala, you can't be in the frontal cortex and the amygdala at the same time. So when you go into fear, you are in fight, flight, or freeze. I got to do something now. So your logical brain has been shut down. So you feel like you're in danger. And so I'll ask people, are you in danger? What is dangerous? And I'll be like, nothing. Like, right. So it's, tapping is very interesting on that, because we really try to go back to the first time they had this limiting belief. Because if I can clear it within 0 to 5, when it was, their first limiting, it can kind of clear all the ones up until, 30, 40, 50, they kind of all collapse on themselves.
And that's part of the clearer portion of your work. And we're getting ready to take a break right now. So we're going to go after the break into connecting and aligning. And Krista, can you give people your info? How can they reach you?
They can reach me.
If they want more info, yeah.
They can reach me on Instagram, Clear Connect Align, or Krista Kilbane. They can reach me www.divinealignmentwithkrista.com and www.suitablesolutionstherapy.com.
Wonderful. All right. So we'll be right back.
Curious about the meaning of life? Do you want to deepen your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. The school also organizes group meditations each year to benefit humanity. Whether you're just beginning to reflect on the spiritual side of your life, or are a more experienced spiritual seeker, the school warmly welcomes you to join our group. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit esotericstudies.net. That's esotericstudies.net.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
The Janice Underwood Show. Helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
You, yes, you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Renkel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty, because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Janice Underwood Show. I'm your host, Janice Underwood, and we're here with Krista Kilbane of SuitableSolutionsTherapy.com. And she also has an amazing website that goes more into the process that she and I are discussing today, which is the Divine Alignment. So you can find that at DivineAlignmentWithKrista.com, and that's K-R-I-S-T-A for Krista. All right, so we were talking about clearing that old story up, Krista.
Yes.
And, you know, people with anxiety and ADD, ADHD, especially as a mom to a son who had lots of stories about his capabilities and monitoring through him having his self-esteem. I mean, that's such an important part for people to explore. So how do you, I know that you use specific tools to help people connect to the body portion of this and the story, like the mental part of that. Would you be willing to share like one of those tools that you use with clients?
Yeah. I told you earlier about being a cognitive behavioral therapist, we would change our thoughts to behavior and it didn't last.
So
I had to come up with something that would address it in the body, because the body holds the memory. And if you look at energy psychology, there's a lot of things out there that talk about how we need to clear the energy.
Right.
So I researched EFT, emotional freedom technique. So I ended up getting trained in that. And sometimes you'll hear that called tapping therapy, meridian therapy. But EFT is a gentle technique, and it's used to balance and realign the energy in the body. And it was developed by Gary Craig back in the days. He was inspired by Roger Callahan. So the basic principles are similar to the ancient Chinese medicine, that there's a focus on the various meridians in the body that they use for acupuncture. But the good news is EFT does not use needles to stimulate the meridian points. Instead,
yay! I heard some people say, yay! No needles.
One of my biggest fear, my anxiety is needles.
Oh my goodness. So that's perfect. You're like, I'm not doing that to someone else.
I'm not putting needles in people. No. That's why I became a therapist, not a nurse. I was like, no way.
Good choice.
For you, right? My shots and waking up in nurse's arms too many times.
Oh no.
I know. So I had to work on that. When EFT came along, I thought, well, okay, so this is something that people can do on their own. It's something that I am through. So it's basically you use your fingertips to tap on the points. The reason I like this is because it's something people can do when they're not with me, once I teach them how to do it. But there's a lot of therapeutic things like EMDR, a lot of other therapeutic tools that I find clients can't necessarily use them when they're not with the clinician. Mm-hmm. So this one's very user-friendly.
And so we were talking before the break about people being able to clear the story, and then the next step of the process is connect. So what's the an important thing to know when people are connecting in this body of work?
Well, once they go through clearing, that's kind of they understand they have a story. So there's an awareness, I have this story. So we got to balance that out. Well, what else do you have? So they start to discover they have a truth. So we're looking at limiting beliefs with story, and then with connection, we're looking at what are my empowering beliefs? So for every I can't, there's an I can be what is their truth, and get them vibrating in that love emotion instead of the fear. So with ADHD, things are very black and white. And I think that's how this came to me, is very black and white. Mm-hmm. It makes it simple, but it also goes beautifully along with how I think. So my ADHD clients have really grasped it, because they're like, oh yeah, boom, black and white, truth and story, love and fear, ego and, you know, divine. So it kind of makes a lot of sense to them.
So yeah, I could see that.
Something I think we talked about last time is people come to me and they know what they don't want.
Right. It's easy to find those don't wants, isn't it?
Yeah, they come to me. I hate this. I hate that. I hate this. This sucks. This is out of control. This is horrible. And I'm like, well, what do you want? You know, because there's a part of this later in alignment, we have to focus on vision. So what I do once we establish, so I have this sheet and it says story at the top and it says truth at the bottom and it says the final answer. You know, this is the final answer. So once we capture the limiting beliefs in about 5 sentences, we're going to capture the truth in about 5 sentences that are going to counteract the limiting beliefs. So for example, I'm not good enough. We're going to come up with a statement that says, I am good enough. But this isn't just writing. People have to energetically feel this. This is the problem with manifesting. They say, oh, think positive thoughts and you'll manifest. No, because your body is going to hold in it the limiting belief and it's going to sabotage your thoughts without you even knowing it. So that's why we have to really purge out our story and then accept our story to understand our truth. So I do a questionnaire with clients first to find out, you know, what is their truth? And I have to ask them questions like, who am I? I feel happy when, I love to blank, I believe that, I feel strongly about. So it's kind of, you know, creating that internal landscape of who am I and, you know, what is my purpose? Why am I here? What do I want to do? And so once we start to connect to our truth, that's where the spirituality piece starts to open up. This is where people start to really start living in their conscious mind. They start taking personal responsibility for their actions, you know, living a more mindful life, living in the moment. The mind is quiet. It's not the squirrel on the wheel. And there's a beautiful thing that happens when you start taking responsibility for your own actions and you start living in your truth. You start seeing people as doing the best they can. So you stop this judgment of other people. And it creates a very nice, quiet mind. So, yeah. Because you start to realize, you start to create a self-love. And when you create love of self, you realize that, you know, we are all one and we are doing the best we can. So I like to use the word triggered. It's funny because I've taught my husband this and I've taught my friends this, truth and story, you know, the black and white of it. And I'll say something, they'll be, oh, Krista, I think you're just triggered into your story. And I'll be like, you're not allowed to use this on me. But it's true. You will notice once you understand your story and once you understand your truth, you're going to be triggered by people, places, and things into your story. But that's okay. Because once you start to identify your story, you take responsibility for your story, you shift into your truth, and then it starts to clear. And with the
time, that reminds me of Krista. Uh-huh. It reminds me that what I think of as multidimensionality, you really want to go into another dimension, just feel an emotion that has a story attached to it. And you can be anywhere back in your history. You can go back in time. It's like a time machine.
Yes. Yeah. And it's amazing what the body, you know, the body and the mind can work well together when we
they do
it. And it gives us so much information when we can get quiet. So I find knowing what you're thinking and knowing that when it drops into a negative or a low vibration, you're probably in your story. So it gives people a real easy tool to be like, oh, I'm in my story. I'll just flip into my truth, you know? And again, there's tools to do that. With the tapping, I create a script for them. I help them create a script. And in the script, it talks about how even triggered in my story that I'm not good enough. I deeply and completely love and accept myself. And then you can go into, when you're doing the rounds, you know, this feeling of not loving myself. And it kind of starts to, once you start talking to your subconscious mind, because with tapping, you are, the tapping calms the amygdala. So this is the part where I was talking about the brain communicating. You can only be in one or the other. So when you're telling me something emotional and the amygdala is being calmed, you tap into your frontal cortex of logic. So sometimes I'll see people have a cognitive shift, pretty big one. They'll be tapping on, I can't get anything done. I'm, you know, not good enough. And then all of a sudden the mind will be like, wait a minute.
Where did we go?
I'm good enough. You'll find the tapping to shift. They'll be like, maybe I am good enough. Maybe I need to stop doing this. And so as they're doing it, they're shifting their cognition, but they're also clearing it from the body. So the energetics of the body can be in alignment.
So. Right. And that's what they call the holistic approach, is getting the mind and the body and those emotions all on the same page. So it sounds like this part of it is moving beautifully into the next step, which is aligning, right? Getting all of those parts aligned to communicate with each other. So I think that would be a great place for us to go when we get back from break. And I did have one question, Krista, just before we go to break real quick. Maybe you can answer this quickly. Is do you notice a significant shift with people when they start connecting to the body piece of this work?
Yes. I think especially for ADHD and anxiety, because that's going to ground them. And grounding is a big part of ADHD. The body becomes the place that they can go internally, and it becomes the place where they can identify sensations. They can identify, it's not so abstract anymore. It becomes more concrete.
That makes sense. All right. Well, we're going to go to break, and when we come back, we'll talk about aligning, and maybe Krista will also give us some insights into what you can focus on this next week as you're going through your life and creating the life you want and getting rid of those patterns you don't want to tolerate anymore. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Tune
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Well, hello, everyone. We're back, and you're here at Transformation Talk Radio at the Janice Underwood Show. And, you know, my husband caught me last week when we were doing our show on the dark night of the soul. And he said, you know, you didn't say your normal time flies when you're having fun. So I'm going to make sure that for especially his benefit that I say that this week, because, you know, I say it almost every week. I think I've said it pretty much every week, but, you know, sometimes the flow is different. Welcome back. And I hope you're having an amazing Monday. And we're here with Krista Kilbane, and we were talking about how she can clear and connect her clients to the truth of who they are, especially those that she specializes in helping with anxiety, ADD, ADHD. And so we were talking over the break, and you know, Krista, I love the piece that you've added to your work over the years, which is the divine alignment. So, you know, people can get out of their story, connect back to the truth of who they are, and now they can move into aligning. And I think these days we have this collective consciousness around spirituality and really connecting, whatever that means for people to divine timing or you know, to whatever they believe spiritually. So how does one know that they're out of alignment?
Well, I like to tell people that they come into the world like the shining, like the brightest star that they are. And they begin to interact with people in the world. But then we start to see the world through other people's eyes. Mm-hmm. So we begin to see limiting beliefs as our own, and that brightness begins to tarnish. So we believe these limiting beliefs that we're not good enough, perhaps not lovable. And so our perceptions of the world start to shift into fear and self-judgment. So if you find yourself in a lot of self-judgment and fear, I would say you're probably out of alignment. And then we start judging others to justify how we feel. We look to others for happiness. We no longer see ourselves as the co-creators of our life. And that's really the alignment piece, is, you know, seeing yourself as the co-creator. Creating with the divine, creating your ideal vision, and then manifesting it.
What would people see if they're not aligned? Do you have any examples for that? Like, what do we see when we're out of alignment?
I see a lot of blaming of others. It's one of my biggest ones. Not taking responsibility. And, you know, it's hard to see that other people can't do anything. You only have control over yourself. So I kind of start gently there with, you know, your perception is your reality. It's not everybody else's reality. So when you're, because you're looking outside yourself, I might see people look themselves for answers to, when I get this, then I'll be happy. So there's a lot of looking outside the self to fulfill them, is what I see, is when you're out of alignment, because it's really going within, creating that internal landscape, shifting your story, living in your truth, because then that creates the flow that you can manifest, create vision, manifest through. Because manifesting, as we know, is just a law, the law of attraction. What you think, you attract. So if you think crappy thoughts, you're attracting crappy things. If you think people are mean to you, then you're creating more of that. So you got to really get a hold of your thoughts. What are you thinking? And get in flow with that and your truth and raise the vibration. You will attract more of that to you.
Yeah, it reminds me of being able to use tools that we have in the tool shed, right? So that we don't, Yeah. So especially if we want to manifest, learning how to use our mind and direct it is one of the key pieces to co-creating with the universal forces. And I love this piece that you've added, Krista. And you know, it speaks to, would you call it this, like a spiritual side of you?
Yes, because that's what started happening to me. First, it was I had to work with the body. You know, come to be a therapist. That's what I was for so many years. And then the body came in. Then I literally created my whole practice just by seeing it happen. You know, my husband's an engineer and he's like, how'd you do that? I'm like, I believed I could. Yeah. So then I had to dissect, what did I do? Because I kept hearing, think positive and positive things will happen. And so it hit me over the head one day that our subconscious mind is driving us to stay alive. We got to go into the hard drive and find out what is feeding our mind, what is feeding our thoughts. And so we really have to dive in and look at that and then clear that to more of a truth, a more empowering belief. And once you can do that, then you can manifest, have that pure thought. Like Esther Hicks talks about, that 17 seconds of pure thought. That means your mind and your body are vibrating high. If you're in a limiting belief, it will sabotage you. That 17 seconds will last for about 1 second. Can't get to the 17 seconds if you're in your story because it's everybody else's fault.
Right. So then you're also distracted looking outside, and it's hard to hear that wisdom within, it sounds like, as well.
Yes.
Yeah, I know last time we had you on the show, we had you pick a card for our listeners. You have a few decks, right, that you can use depending on the client if they so desire to have some spiritual wisdom come in.
I do. I work a lot with the angels, so I feel like I have an angelic vibration. I'm not saying I'm an angel. People that know me, especially my husband and my family, might not agree, but when I'm in Zen, I feel like I have an angelic presence around me. I can hold a space for people of love and high vibration. So the cards I usually tend towards are the angel cards. So Today I have the Kyle Gray angel prayers cards.
Okay.
I like the Kyle Gray cards. He's got some beautiful graphics on there too, some illustrators. So let me...
Nice. Yeah, let's have you pick a card. I think we have a little bit of time to do that. I'd love to give our listeners some wisdom for the week.
And I like to always think of the collective when I do it. You know, thank you, God. Thank you, angels. What does the collective and the universe need to be aware of right now? Or what support are you providing us? Oh, that's funny, because I pulled spiritual support.
Nice.
It says, dear angels, I allow you to support me as I grow to become more spiritually aware. Well, that's appropriate.
Yeah, that sounds very appropriate for what we've been talking about on our show today.
They usually are.
Talk about that alignment with the vibration, huh?
Exactly. And you can use those words as a prayer that you can say whenever you need it to get quiet. Pull yourself into that truth of who you are.
Yeah, and remember that you are supported. Well, Krista, it's been amazing having you on the show. Again, thank you for making time to be here. And I really always appreciate you sharing what you've learned and how you help people.
Well, thank you. It's great. Always a pleasure to be here.
So if you want more information about Krista and her work, you can go to divinealignmentwithkrista.com or suitablesolutionstherapy.com. And wow, you know, time flies, right? When you're having fun. Next week's show, you know, when I got started, it was in December. And so I've really been nudged in my gut to replay the show that I did with Beth McDonald. She's an amazing astrologer. She helps businesses and individuals with their next steps in life and creating the life they want. And so we're going to do an encore presentation of that show next week. And the week after, we're going to have a pre-record show. It's going to be the third in series that I did with John Underwood about accomplishing more with less stress. So getting rid of those energy leaks. And so for the next 2 weeks, you'll have some amazing resources, especially if you're finding yourself with this beautiful spring weather, wanting to create something new. Provided you don't have too many allergies, right? So thanks again, Krista, for being here with us. And for all of the listeners, I wish you an amazing week. Know that you're loved, that you're supported, and you have all the resources within you to create the life you want and let go, finally, of that life that you're tolerating. So everybody have a great week. I'm Janice Underwood, and we'll talk to you in a few weeks live, but tune into the show next week to learn more about Beth McDonald. And if you want more information about the show, you can go to janiceunderwood.com. Bye.
You've been listening to The Janice Underwood Show. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and step into your creator shoes. Follow Janice as she continues to explore practical, soul-based tools and the creator mindset to promote healthier relationships with our bodies. Be supported in this physical life and evolve. For more information on Janice Underwood and her work, or to listen to past shows, visit janiceunderwood.com.